Okay, thank you all once again for braving the elements to make it. Today we're going to finish the first sugya of Zika. The next Mishnah Gemara will be a second sugya of Zika. So let's just finish a few lines of Gemara and try to sum up and come away with a certain amount of clarkite in the sugya. The Gemara in Yamid Beis has an easy Gemara. Basically, we had on Yudzayin Amid Beis a machlokes Rav and Rav Yehuda. If yesh zika, Rav said mutar b'ima, ain zika. Rav Yehuda said yesh zika. Now we know that Rav Yehuda was the Talmid of Rav and of Shmuel. So if Rav Huna Amar Rav said yesh, Rav Huna Amar Rav said ain zika, and Rav Yehuda said yesh zika. So the Gemara says it would be a shaila. Maybe Rav Yehuda is arguing with Rav Huna in what Rav held. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara is saying that it's Shmuel. So that's basically the sugya on the Amid Beis. Four lines on the top. Amalei de'ida Rav Mai. Kosher de Rav ha-de-Rav. If it would be Rav, Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, so it would be a stira Rav on Rav. Dilma amirayin, and I'll leave it to Rav. Maybe Rav Huna holds one way, that Rav held Ein Zika, and Rav Yehuda holds that Rav held Yesh Zika, and that's that. So the Gemara, Kivan did, Mishmei Dishmuel Behedya, Mishmei Dirav Kameroi, Leshakina Mishmei Dishmuel Behedya, Minan Kameroi, Valiva Dirav. Easy Gemara. You have a choice. You can Nemon that it's Rav and a Machlekes Ameron. You can Nemon that it's Shmuel and not a machlaikis amayram. I would rather say it's Shmuel, not a machlaikis of what did Rav say, than to say that it's a machlaikis, what did Rav say. Very simple Gemara. Rashi is a little unclear. Rashi, kivan didber mishmei d'shmuel behedya. Rashi says, kivan didber mishmei d'shmuel behedya, d'yesika. D'shmuel atzmai amra, v'lai talmidei mishmei. Matzila Meir de Rav Yehuda Talmidei, Michlal Oisa Shmua Amalai Hididei. Rashi says, and here it's a little strange, we have a choice. You could say it's Shmuel, who said Yesika, and it's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Or you could say it's Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, who holds Yesika, and Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Ein Zika. So if you ask me, I would say, anybody would say, why should I say they're arguing, what did Rav say? Make them a machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. But that's the Gemara. But Rashi sticks in something else. Rashi sticks in that because Shmuel said it himself and not an Amora in his name. Shmuel said personally, Halacha Rabbi the Mesira, and not a Talmud Bishmai. That's why I would rather say it's Shmuel. So Rav Moshe is Matmiya, and if a Talmud said it in the name of Shmuel, still, I would much rather say it's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel than a machlokes, what did Rav say? Right? It's a simple thing. Why would, if I have a choice, to say it's a machlokes, Rav holds one way, Shmuel is another way? Or to say that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda argued, what did Rav say? Rav said something, and argued what he said. I don't want to say it's a machlokes, what did he say? I'd much rather say it's Shmuel. It's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So that by itself seems to be a reason to say that Shmuel said it. It seems to be a simple thing. Why does Rashi stick in Shmuel Atzmai Amra V'lai Talmidei Mishmai? It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter if Shmuel Atzmai Amra or Talmidei Mishmai. So that line in Rashi is Tzarechim, why Rashi stuck it in. Truth is, Ravina Ravashi set up the Gemara. They were a couple hundred years after Shmuel. They had to hear it from Talmidei Mishmai because they never met Shmuel. So Elamai, someone said, Shmuel said a beferish. So Rav Huna also said, Rav said a beferish. So the whole, this Rashi is a little bit of a tzarechi, and the Gemara is very clear. Why say it's a machlekes, why did Rav say? If I could say it's a machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. Omer Rav Kahana, Rishlo Shmaite, Kamei Rav Zavid, Men Haradoi, Omer, Atun Hachi Masnisalon, Amehedya Masninon. We had it befeirish Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Shemeres Yama Shemesa, Asur of Yima. Amak Sava Yezika. So according to this, it was beferish that way. Vaz d'shmul atamei, am shmul achkrobim and b'seir v'tzrichi. The eshmin erzika hanivah havamina hani mili b'chat. Avu b'trei loy kamash mulan. The eshmin achkrobim and b'seir havamina hani mili b'chayim. Alachem misa paka lazika kamash mulan. Zika p'ti loy paka. Same lashon as the Amud Aleph. So we finished this sugya of zika. I think you could all understand that it's a little strange, those who don't get to daf Yudzayin Yudches, to learn Yevamis without spending time on Yesh Zika, which after all is what brings about the whole Parsha of Yibam. So I'd like to just review what we learned about Zika very quickly, and then to try to give a certain picture to Zika, which hopefully will help us for the next sugya. What I'd like to review is just and the idea of Yesh Zika, the words Yesh Zika are not confusing words. Most titles, Yesh Breira, what's Breira? Very confusing. You have Sugis and Shas that are confusing. Yesh Zika is very simple. Yesh Zika means when a man dies without children, his wife is connected to his brother. Zika means a connection. So the word Yesh Zika is not a complicated concept. Question how it works is complicated, but the basic idea, Yesh Zika, means that the woman is connected to the brother. When a normal person gets married, he needs Kiddushin and Nisuin, two steps. By Yibum, the first step is by itself, Zika, and the second step is the Yibum itself, which is the second step. Every person that's kind of woman has two steps, except here, the first step, Zika, takes place by itself. That was Rashi's Lashon. It's Zayin Amud Aleph. Yesh Zika. It's Garusa. It's something similar to being already an Arusa, partially married. That's Zika. In the explanation of Zika, we discussed three basic ideas in explaining Zika. What it came to answer, I'm not going to go into now. But just the three basic ideas were of Naftali, of Shach, Rabbi Chanan. We had three Yeshivas. They gave us three basic ideas in Zika. Reb Naftali's idea of Zika is that when a woman dies, there's Zika to all the brothers. But that Zika is hanging. Whichever brother will marry her, it's a Gloyal Milsa L'mafreya that the Zika was his Zika. The connection was to him. It's a Gloy Milsa Mafrey at the end that it was his all along. L'may Nafkamina, that the other brothers, who were not the ones that were Mi'avim, they have no Zika. Like we said, Hamtein Achiasa Chicha Maisa, if one brother does a Maisa, and the other brother has no Zika. Even though, initially, there was Zika to all the brothers, all the brothers are Asa B'chamaisa, they're all Asa to marry relatives of this woman, Afal Pikein, it's a Gloy Milsa L'mafreya. That was Reb Naftali's Yisoid, answered Kashus with it. That was his Yisoid in the way Zika works. We had a problem that it's a Chiddush L'halacha, according to the Mandi Amir Zika. It's a Chiddush L'halacha that you could only be Matan Neder if you end up marrying. That's a Chiddush. Only the one who ends up marrying can be Mefin Nedarim. Didn't sound like that from the Gemara Rashi brought. But anyway, that was Reb Naftali's Mahalach. Second Mahalach was Rav Shach. Rav Shach's Mahalach was that there are two steps to Zika. There are two steps. Yesh Zika is a kinyan in the woman. It's some connection to the woman, a kinyan in the woman, you have a shachas to the woman, and we call that Yesh Zika. It's Nafkamina, Tamala, he's a kinyan. Lafars Nidoreha, the things that have to do with the kinyan in the woman. When you're miyavim, I shouldn't say that. When the Rabbana came along, they made a Zika de Rabbana. That first step is their eyes. Yeh Zika min HaTorah is a kinyan in the woman. You have some sort of kinyan in her. The Rabbana made a takon of Yeh Zika min Rabbana. Legabe aroyos. Legabe in yonim that have to do with the intimate relationship of a husband and wife, what we call arayos, of course, v'inyanei sharksas va'ayna. Once the zika makes midrabanan, that those inyanim, no, I shouldn't say shek sesvayim, you can't be bayal har, and you could be bayal har, but that bia is yimim. But the point is, yeshika makes for dvarim shebeinai lebeina, makes midrabanan yeshika a kinyan, and the issa chamaisa is only a drabanan. That was Rashach's hez, but we had rayas. What?
The issa
kurva? The issa kurva, which is the arayas, because it's not arayas, it's a lav, but what would normally be arayas, the issa kurva, this is to her, marry her chamaisai, her mother. That is a drabanan. That was Rashach's splitting of it. And I mentioned to you that we had the same thing, legabi the Rambam sheet of yichad aray labia by a regular woman, the yichad she'ein aray labia is a kinyan, yichad aray labia is for dorm shebeinai labeinah. We had a similar idea.
How would we explain on truma and truma has already done it? She could eat truma.
If you could eat truma, because the vart is kinyan kasbay, and kinyan kasbay, all you need is a kinyan. So if you hold that you could eat truma, it explains at least the sheet that you could eat. It's not yomi, you can't eat. But I guess you explain you could eat because kinyan kaspai means you have a kinyan in the woman. You have a kinyan in the yavama. That's what he said. The yezokin tzikadairaisa is a kinyan in her. You control her ishus. You control her ability to remarry, her heta to remarry.
And the man is darim.
Excuse me?
The darim,
same thing. Right? As soon as you have a kinyan, you can be made for her nidda. Not really, because you have to remember that in Arusa, he also has control of the Dharma. It happens to be the Av and him together, but Lamaisi, he does have a kinyan Lagavi and the Dharma if there is. So you see that there is some aspect of control. That was the second Mahalach, Rav Shach's Mahalach, which to me was a very, it just was very geschmack the way it explained things. The third. But the rest of the Kaziki says the machlaikis in Nidarim. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of it. And the other Tanaim do. That's one machlaikis. Asug is a second machlaikis if the Zika drum. The third was Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach, which I mentioned briefly because it sounds to me, I shouldn't say such a thing, but it sounds to me like Bechidish Otsum with not so much Hechrach. Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach was a lashon that Zika's Mischadeshas Bechol Rega Verega. That Zika is not like Ishus. You marry a woman, you have a connection to her. Zika, even if she dies, you know how to marry her mother-in-law. The connection is a connection. Zika is Mischadeshes B'chol Rega, this is Lashon. Every minute is a new Zika. When the Zika ends, you're not upset to her mother-in-law. Because Zika, when it dies, it dies. It doesn't exist. See, it's Mechalti, Zika and Ishus, that the two are different. Ishus is once you do it, you do it. And there's a connection to Chamaisa, is a connection to sister-in-law. And Zika is something that has to be Mishadish B'chol Rega. That was the approach of Rabbi Chanan. So those were the three Nekudas in Zika. We're going to learn the next Sugya of Zika on the bottom of the Yamid. So we'll see. We'll see what fits better, what fits Shvach. Now, there's one general idea of Zika, which the more I'm learning Yevamis, the more I think it's a mainstream Mahalach. And that's the aside of the Asvan Dairaisa that we spoke out earlier in the year. The Asvan Dairaisa, that's Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Asvan Dairaisa, Klal Ches, has an interesting aside, which sounds like Pilpul, it is, I guess, Pilpul, but it's Rishayim. The Asvan Dairaisa learns that when a brother dies and the Zika and the following Ibum are a hemshech of the first marriage. In other words, a man marries a woman. When he dies, it's not the vart that the kedushin is gone. They're not related. The Asur Deraisa Nemzon, he presents to Tzadim, but in this Tzadi Nemzon, that it continues. He doesn't go into the two. It fits well with Rav Shach, not Mukherch. But his idea is that the marriage to the dead brother has a hemshach. Now, she's not a full Aishas Ish. Kedushas Taifas, if someone's Makadisha. But whatever Zika is, it's a remnant of the original Chasna. the ksuva is nimshach. Okay, ksuva could be the rabbanon. So it's not a rayon. It's mishal ksuva derech rabbanon. But in achinami, it's a hemshach. But it's a hemshach of the first marriage. In other words, even though the man's dead, the first marriage is nimshach. That's what we call zika. What we call zika is a hemshach for the first marriage. It's weak. Doesn't make her a full-fledged ish. This idea, now there were said two nafkamines in this chiddush. That's a hemshach of the first marriage. He said one nafkamina is that the iser of Shemeres Yavam is an iser of Yahar Val Yavar. It's a hemshach of an iser erva, of an iser eshes ish. So the Asim Daraisa said that it's a Yahar Val Yavar dikadin. It's an Arayas dikadin, which is Yahar Val Yavar. It's not a new Isser of Shemeres Yavam. It's a Hemshech of the Din Eishas Ish. And since Eishas Ish is Yahar Val Yavar, the Isser of a Shemeres Yavam Lashuk, he said it's Yahar Val Yavar the Kiddush. No, Kiddush is not Taifis anyway. Shemeres Yavam. Well, you know it's not like it's Rav Shmuel. Rav says it's not Taifis. Shmuel says, Bani Yaseinu Tzrich again. So totally in that. But he's saying that either way, either way, it's Yahar Val Yavar. It's an Erva Dikadin. It's a din, a hemshach of the first chasna. The second thing he says is that to be matir, a shemeres yavam, you need two edim, like every dovah shebe'erva. Ein dovah shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. And every dovah shebe'erva needs two witnesses. This also needs two witnesses. Two witnesses means, let's say she falls to Yibam. And somebody wants to come and say, the brother died, and she's allowed to remarry. So we're saying that that would need the dinim of Eishes Ish, in the Be'etzim, in the Tempere. That ain't double Shabbat, but Pachas Mishnayim. That it needs two witnesses. That's by every Eishes Ish. Whatever takana we make by every Eishes Ish, takana siguna, so it could be here. But the din that ein davar shebe'erva l'shnayim, in other words, however eishes ish works, that's the way this works. Now it's not so pashut because we learned the beginning of the year. I mentioned to you a tshuvas Nayda B'Yehuda. Nayda B'Yehuda, I'm sorry, I don't remember which tshuva it was, but Nayda B'Yehuda had a shaila about a woman whose husband died. Her husband's only brother was a chevish, which makes problems for her. She claimed that when she got married to the husband in the beginning, it was a kedushin b'tanai. And when they got married, they knew if the husband dies, she'll buy binaguna because the cheresh you have problems, you can't do evil, you can't do chalitza. So they knew it's going to be a problem. So they did originally kedushin b'tanai. That's what the woman claimed. So they asked her, "Could you prove it?" So it seems the Masada kedushin was dead already; he wasn't alive anymore. He couldn't prove it. They had what? Tonight works. They used to do it regularly. Maybe who the right said it was regarding the doubles. They always did it. Somebody, you got married to a man, and her only brother was someone that'll mess you up with Yibum or live in Bedina Rechaika. They always did it tonight, he says. So he says it was Bitanai. How could she prove it? So she had a letter from the Masada Kedushin. And she had an aid in a PA. Somebody was at the wedding. Says he remembers he was at the wedding that it was a kedushin b'tanai. Did you hear it? He didn't hear it. He was sitting in the crowd, but everyone was saying they're doing a kedushin b'tanai. Now the letter is mepi envelay mepi ksava. Aid is ksava doesn't work. And the one who was in the crowd is aid mepi aid. He didn't see it himself. By davar shebe'erva it doesn't work. By surim though it creates enough raglayim ledavar that it should work. Then Yehuda was Makel. Not like Dasan Beres. He held that you could be Makel in this case. It's funny, in the beginning he says, Poshet Hadavar, that it's good. In the end of the tshuva, he's a little mefakfek. He says, there's a reclined Ledavar because the minig is you always do it. Whenever there's a brother's a chayrish, you always do it. So I mentioned in the Yehuda to tell you that the nafkamina of the Asman Beresa. It's a chiddush, you have a fact for him. But it doesn't take away from your sight. Takonas Aguna, you don't say a lie. Takonas Aguna, The Asim Dei Raisa says a double shorosam shayim. You cannot say mechan aid mepi aid and aid mepi ksav. You say mechan one aid with the assumption that isha's bedekas isha's.
That's normal procedure to do like that.
What?
That was normal procedure to do like that.
It's a normal procedure, how Svi Surim. It doesn't have to Dabashab Arab, which means Shtayed. So the Behuda is naming on that it's an Isser, not a Dabashab Arab. He says those words. What? That's not a Chazaka. And Chazaka here is not a Chazaka Meikara. It just means that it's normal to do it. The other thing about Chazaka is a Chazaka Meikara. Something was originally one way. This is not a case of Chazaka Meikara.
If everyone does something, it's not
No. That's not Chazaka Meikara. It's a Chazaka. Chazaka, another Paretas Mamet. It's not a Chazaka Meikara. It's a Mimdina. But the sight of the Asman Deiraisa, that the Yibum is a Hemshech of the first marriage, which sounds like an Achroinishtika Pilpul, is Rishainim. Rashi and Taisvis on Kedushin Davdal Amid Beis. On Shekein Zekukah Vayimedes, the last Rashi, when Rashi talks about Zika, Rashi says, Shekein Zekukah Vayimedes L'zeh, Machmas Kedushei HaMeis, because of the Kedushin of the Meis. The Pasha Taich is that the Kedushei HaMeis are Nimshachim. The Kedushei HaMeis, Rashi doesn't say, Machmas Kedushei HaMeis, the Yibum. Rashi says, Machmas Kedushei HaMeis. It sounds like there's some sort of a hemshuch of the kedushim of the nifter. It's even more clear in Taisis Lashon. Taisis also the bottom last words of Gimel Amid Beis, of Dalet Amid Beis rather. Shekein Zekukah Vayimedes. Shebiyazu eina oisa. The biyah of a yavam doesn't make the marriage. Elo goymeres kedushei rishon. So the fairish. Goymeres kedushei rishon. It's a gemar of the first marriage. So it seems to be Rishayim that what is Zika? Zika is a hemshuch of the original chasana. The dead man's chasana continues. That is Yisai Devarenu. It's Zika. We said Yesh Zika means there's a hemshuch of the original marriage.
So the kid will be, the child will be heir from this Yavam Mashuk
or Muzana? The child will not be a mamzer.
Why not?
Because it's Yisurei Lav. So the continuation is an Isalav. It's Gezeres HaKasa. We know it's an Isalav. So we'll make Mamzeres. But it's a Hemshech. We'll call it a Hemshech that's Kolosh. She uses the word Kolosh. It's a weaker Hemshech. Of course, a weaker Hemshech. No, I'm a Shanesh. She has certain things that are Gedayim Elagamri Laishasish, and certain things that are not. But whatever Zika there is, Minatayra, whatever it's Payal, Minatayra, is a Zika that's a Hemshech. Even if Rabbit is Agarasim in that time. Whatever it is a Hemshech. It's weakly. I would add that in Yud Gimel Amid Beis, there's a whole piece of Gemara in Kedushin. Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that's so geschmack according to the Asim Dei Raisa. The other Raisa he brings. I don't think he brings this, but it's a Gemara, it's good to know anyway. The Gemara says, how do you know an Almana is allowed to get married? Not Yibam, a regular Almana. How do you know an Alman is allowed to get married? Isis Habal Min Alman. So first the Gemara says, Svarahu. Who Asra? Who Sharsa? It's a Svara. A man gets married to a woman, he makes her an Eishazish. He dies, I say Eishazish. To me, that's a great Svara. Right? How do you know Eishazish is Mutav husband dies? There's no Ish. There's no Eishazish, right? So the Gemara, Vaha Arayis. Da Asaluhu Valoi Sharilahu. I, his mother. A man's not married his mother-in-law. A woman's not married her father-in-law. When the husband dies, she's still not allowed to marry the father-in-law. What's the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara's saying, you see, you don't say that when a man dies, it's all over. You don't say, Eishas Ish. If there's no Ish, there's no Eishas Ish. The Gemara says, it's not true. We see Arayas continue. How do you know? Maybe after the man dies, she's still an Eishas Ish. That's the Gemara's kasha. It's a diuk by Yibum with no children, then you're asim. Otherwise, you're mutter. The Gemara slides that up. What's the Gemara saying? in this avenue. Maybe when a man dies, the Eishes Ish forever. He dies, the Eishes Ish forever. When they have no children, there's a special hetter to marry the brother. Of course, obviously, at this point holds that there's a hemshach in the marriage. So where ends up, either Amon Alakayin Gadol, or Pen Yomus Mulchamin Shachi Kachena, the Gemara brings Makairus. But the Gemara is going with such an entertaining the Mahalach that an Eishes Ish stays an Eishes Ish forever. That there's a Hemshach. The Gemara says, no, there's a Heter Amon. So for us to say that by Zika there's a Hemshach is not such a Vaitezach. It's taka the way the Gemara starts. The Gemara starts with such a star. So I want to explain. Adarabba, he has a piece on this also. I'll explain it after one more raya. One more raya. We're going to go back. In a blot and a half, we're going to go back to Daf Dalet. On Daf Dalet Amid Aleph, Gemara dashes the pasuk Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv. It says in the Torah, in the Parsha of Arayis, Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv. It's an extra pasuk. What's it coming to tell us? So Gemara is two mandiyam. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's an extra riboy for Anusas Aviv. We had already Rabbi Yehuda Shita. You're not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. It's an extra pasuk. Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv Anusas Aviv. The Rabbanon say, now listen to this, Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv tells us the Issa Shemeres Yavam. When the extra Rebo Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv tells us you're not allowed to marry your father's Shemeres Yavam. How could you have a case of your father Shemeres Yavam if there's a son?
The brother.
She Shemeres Yavam to the father.
From his uncle.
So the uncle died without children, right? So the father Shemeres Yavam. You're not allowed. If that's the Pshat, then I'm sorry, then what's the Raya? That's what the Raya brings this Raya. Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv. That's not a Raya, it's a Hemshach of the uncle's chasnas. Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv. So as I'm saying it, I'm not sure how the Rai is from the Gemara, so we're going to get to it. I hope you'll remind me to go back to it. Okay, I'm not sure. So how's that in the Pasuk of Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv? How do you see it's a hemshach of the marriage of Deidasai? I'm not sure. So scratch that for the time being. Asim Deraisa has a second Chakira, built on the first Chakira. He says, we all know that a mother-in-law is also forever. Even a man's wife dies. I'm not talking about Ya'ibam. A regular case, a mother-in-law, a sister-in-law, I shouldn't say sister-in-law, but because sister-in-law has exceptions. A mother-in-law or a daughter-in-law, the Surei Erva Deraklal are also forever. Even a man's wife dies, the mother-in-law is also forever. Why? What is the Hezber, the mother-in-law is also forever? So he clears, based on his chiddush, you can learn two ways. You can learn the mother-in-law is also forever. Why? Because the Ishus remains forever. There's forever a connection to the dead spouse, whatever, mother-in-law, the wife dies, the husband dies. Ishus is forever. Even after death, there's remnants of Ishus. It's an Ishus Kalusha. It's a weak Ishus. You could learn that why is a mother-in-law Asur after a woman dies? Because there's a Hemshach of Ishus even after death, which is the whole Chiddush of this Asur Deraisa. Or you could learn, no. In the Erev is something, once it's Asur forever. Just like the Vela is Asur forever. And Shatnez is also forever. There's no way to kasha a piece of the Vela. No way to kasha a Shatnez. There's no way to kasha a mother-in-law, a daughter-in-law. You can't kasha. Once she's also forever. And most of us will learn the second way, not the first way. He says the first way. It's a hemshech of ishus. He says, I'll prove it to you. You learn the second way. What are you learning? That once there's a shame iser, it remains forever. He says, what's pshat in the Gemara? We had in the Yomid Aleph, we have now in the last word in the Yomid Beis. The Gemara says, Hav amina mechayim, aval acham isa pokal azika, kamash v'lon de zika bechdi lai pokal. Who cares if Zika is paka or not? If a mother-in-law dika iser is an iser forever, so then the mother-in-law of Zukukasa is an iser forever. Who cares if the Zika is paka? By marriage, if you say marriage is paka, it's not for us in their eyes. You would say, you die, Ishus is paka. Right? That's what happens. If you learn not like us in their eyes. A couple is married, one of them dies, the marriage disappears. The chamaisa remains. So paka doesn't take off an iser. So why does the Gemara say, I would have thought Zika is paka, kamashma loy paka. Meaning, if it's paka, you're allowed to marry the mother-in-law. If it's loy paka, it's awesome. Well, what does that have to do? Even if it's paka, it should be awesome.
It's only Zika, it's not a marriage.
I understand, but there's no proof from that paka makes that it's mutter. Mechatesi paka makes it's mutter. It should, Gemara could have said, Hava, I mean, Zika's paka, kamash malan, that even though it's paka, you're still awesome. Why doesn't he have a kamash malan, Zika bechdi lai paka? How do you see Zika bechdi lai paka? Could be it's paka, and this it remains. Very excellent. 1 second. So Rabbi Chana Taka was muchach to that, but 1 second. So the Asan Deraisu doesn't learn like Rabbi Chana. The Asan Deraisu learns, so it must be that every marriage is lai paka. Why is the loss to the mother-in-law? Once a man is married to a woman, the marriage continues even after she dies. There's a hemshuch of marriage. It's a weaker hemshuch, but it's a hemshuch. And maybe we also in the mother looks, there's a hemshuch. So the Asan Deraisa started by saying, Yesh Zika means there's a hemshuch of the first marriage. And now he's going into new territory. He's saying, every Issa Erva, every Issa to a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, that continues after the wife's death, is also a hemshuch of the first marriage. It's not just in the sugya Yavamis. It's the sugya Kedushin too. Every single time there's a hemsha for the first marriage. That is the Asva Deraisa, the second Kiddush. The same piece in Klaches. Starts by saying that by Yibum, the first marriage continues. He goes on to say that even without Yibum, every almana in the world, a woman dies, there's a hemsha to the man. Emotionally, it's a nice thing, tell an almana or an almond. There's a hemshach. Of course they feel there's a hemshach, no? He's saying, yeah, la halacha, there's a hemshach. That's why you're asking the mother-in-law. It's a hemshach. Rabbi Chanan brings an Avnei Beluim. Rabbi Chanan Yud Beis Aleph, Aleph and Beis, brings the Avnei Beluim, who says the opposite. Who says, I'm not talking about Yibam now, a regular Erva. He says the other way around. He says, once a chamaisai, always a chamaisai. Once kalasai, always kalasai. Not because the marriage is nimshach, but because that's an erva. It's like a piece of nevela, a piece of shadness. Once it's also forever. It doesn't become what. That's Rabbi Chanan Yud Beis Aleph and Beis. Rabbi Chanan in Yud Beis Gimel and Dalet says his chiddush in our Gemara that Zika is a chiddush every rega. Why? Because the question of why chamoisa should be aser and why chamoisa should become mutter after the zika comes off has two possible answers: either dasu deraisa, mahalcha dasu deraisa, or if you hold of the asu deraisa, which is Rabbi Chanan is saying in Aleph and Beis, then you have to say Rabbi Chanan that zika is mechadish every minute. If it ends at some point, then paka, if it's paka, then you become mutter. Now, b'kdilei paka doesn't just fly off by itself, but if it flies off because one brother's miyabim, one brother's chaylitz, so the other brother's is paka, so you become mutter. The Rebbe Chanan in the piece in Simeon Yud Beis is a very geshmaka hemshuch, which is not like das in their eyes, but it's a hemshuch in the sugya. Anyway, the nekuda to remember. Asva Deraisa says, why does Zika a hemshuch of Kedushin Rishayim? If you're going to start up with me, I'll tell you it's not an Asva Deraisa. It's a Rashi and Taisus and Kedushin. And it's an idea that It's a hemshech of the original marriage. If you hold that there's zika. And the second chiddush is that by every almana and every alman, if someone's menachem aval an alman, his wife died, menachem an almana, her husband died, you tell them that there's a hemshech. I proved there's a hemshech. Yeah, I can prove it. You're still osser in your father-in-law. You're still osser in your mother-in-law. Why? So that's what their rashi says. A hemshech of the first marriage. First marriage continues. That doesn't continue. A person's not an eishes ish. An almana's allowed to get married. But the Gemara Taka has a habamina. She can't. Gemara says, habamina, almana can't get married. Gemara said, I need a pasuk. That almana l'kayin gadol is also ha l'kayin hed yachari.
Once he marries, it doesn't continue.
It always continues. Even if he remarries, he's not allowed to marry his mother-in-law. He's allowed to take two wives. He can't take his first wife's mother. It continues forever. The hemshel to the first wife is forever. It just does not make a different marriage. He can marry someone else. But it's forever. That's the var. It's really mukhef from back of Bar Kedusha Yud-Gimel. So that we have an insight into Yeshika, which is not a big machlaikas. Which I think is call it a normative mahalach in the Achrayim, certainly in the Rishayim, and it's something like I say to work with. If you hold Ein Zika Minat Torah, then there's no Hemshech. This whole thing is only of Yeshika. What about the Erev by Yibum? If you hold that there's an Isser Erva, but you hold there's no Isser Erva. If you hold Ein Zika, then Mutta Bachamaisa. Right? So then you take a Mutta. So there's no Erva. So they're arguing if there's a Hemshech of the first marriage or not, Yibum. Taka, I shouldn't say like a Pshitas, I'm talking like the Man Yom Yezika. If you hold Ein Zika, so it's not so Pashit. So push it at all. Okay, there's one more old nakuda that comes back in this sugya, and I was into Zika, so I don't want to bring it up. But I'm just going to mention it briefly. We discussed also earlier in the year, Chiddush of a Mordechai, that by Mumer there's no Yibam. Remember, we mentioned that if a man dies and his only brother is a Mumer, it's a man who's not from. So there's no Zika. He won't want to do Yibam? Who cares? He won't do Chalitza? Who cares? She's Mutalarum. That's a Chiddush. It's a Mordechai's Chiddush. That there's no Zika by a Mummer. And we wondered why. A Mummer is a Yid. Once a Yid, always a Yid. You can't become always a Yid, Pashtus. So why is there no Zika for a Mummer? So when we discussed this, I mentioned to you the Mashmois of the Mordechai, we looked at it inside. What? If Bishas Kedushin, it's Ki'ilu, you made it tonight. If the only brother's a Mummer, she doesn't marry a Mummer. So if he was a Mummer, Bishas Kedushin, it's Ki'ilu, you made it tonight at the time. That was the one Mahalach. I think I mentioned the second Mahalach, that it says Ach by Yibum. So he has to be a Chicha B'mitzvus. Which is Shver, some Sefer asks on it, Avim Luan both ask, that Achicha B'mitzvus is only when it's not a blood relative brother. I mentioned to you, when it says Ach, it's not a relative, it means Achicha B'mitzvus. When it says Ach, and it means a real brother, then it means a real brother, it doesn't mean Achicha B'mitzvus. That was the second Mahalach. The Avnei Meluin has the third Mahalach in the Shita Samardachai. I didn't write that the Maravakim. I think it's at the beginning of Kufnun Zayin. There are very few Avnei Meluim on Hilchis Yibum. There's just one long one and maybe one or two short ones. So the Avnei Meluim has a Mahalach based on this Gemara. The Gemara in the beginning of the Sugya said that only a brother Min Ha'ach does Yibum and not a brother Min Ha'ein. Why? Because it has to be miyuchad ben achla, was Lashon HaGemara. It has to be someone who yarshins, miyuchad ben achla, and not a brother Menahem who doesn't yarshin together with him. The Ga'inim shita is that a mumer doesn't yarshin. The shita's Ga'inim is that a ach mumer is not entitled to Yerusha. And therefore, that doesn't mean Ach Rasha, a Rasha Yashis. Gemara says a father shouldn't take away from the son as a Rasha, because maybe he'll have a son as a Tzaddik. But that's if he raises his son as a Yid. He's a Yid, but he's a Rashi, an Avarian. If he's a Mummer, the Shittas HaGa'inim is that a Mummer doesn't Yarsh. It's even brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Nachla as a Yeshayim. See, he says that the Mordechai is going with the Shittas HaGa'inim, that a Mummer doesn't Yarsh. And since we had in our Sugya that in order to do Yibum, you have to be a Chicham Nachla, it has to be a brother who yarshes together. So Menela, that's the Abnimulum Shita in the Hezber of why you don't, why a Mummer is part of a Yibum. You don't need a Chalitza, there's no Zika, by a Mummer. So it's a third Mahalach in the reason for this otherwise strange Shita of the Mordechai, that a Mummer doesn't have a din of Yibum. So Nafkamina Mekamat Stadim. Nafkamina, first of all, let's say the woman is also fry. Let's say the woman is also a mumeres, and the brother's a mumeres, and the other brother's a mumeres, the whole family all mumer. So we said, the Mordechai's reason, the original Mordechai's reason, is when you get married, it's like you made a tanai, I don't want to fall to him. But if she's a mumeres and her husband's a mumer and the brother's a mumer, so it's all the family. Why wouldn't she want to fall to him? Then there is Zika. The Sheikh came at the Avnei Meluim. Quite to the Avnei Meluim, it doesn't matter if he's a mumer or she's a. It only matters if that brother is a mumer. He's not entitled to Yerusha, to Dina Yerusha. So Mimela, it falls off. The whole parish of Yibam. It has nothing to do with what she is or what he is. It blives an algamated din that there's no Yibam by Mumer. It blives it in clearly. Tinuk Shanishba. Again, I think that if he holds himself a Yid, he holds himself a Yid. If he holds himself a guy, then he holds himself a guy. If he thinks he's a guy. There are people today that don't know what they are. You know, patrilineal descent. We find such a chilling. Hukiyasif says that there's no din of tinik shenishba. I shouldn't say Hukiyasif is slightly different, but we find such an idea. The Shach in Yeridayas, Mekuftan Tes, brings an idea that a mummer is someone who doesn't hold himself as part of Klal Yisrael. If he holds himself as part of Klal Yisrael, then he's not a mummer. He's not like someone who's Gishmat. He has certain dinim. One of the milus of the state of Israel in our generation is that you have Fry Yidden who identify themselves as Jews. Nothing to do with religion, but at least they identify themselves as Jews. Perhaps you have some guy who identify themselves as Jews. But it's a mila that at least that they identify themselves as Jews, otherwise they disappear. Many of them do disappear, but some of them, you know, they have Israeli bonds. That's the one big mitzvah in the Torah. But at least they identify as Jews. It's something. It's not nothing. The Shach is Mechalik in such an idea. We had at the end on Daf Tezayin, the Marshal and the Marshal, that a Yid who disappears could lose his din Yid. Okay, at any rate, we made it to the Mishnah. I'm aware that people didn't cover too much new ground today and that some of you are behind. I would like to start the Mishnah Sunday. We'll see exactly. I'm not going to jump too much into Rav Shimon. The next sugya is Rav Shimon. I'd like to get to Dav Chav. Dav Chav, the Chav is an important domain. I mean, everything's important. But all right, let's hope the weather is stable, and that the people are stable, and that you can catch up and stay ahead of the session. Okay.